This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome on into Betting Weekly MLS. 5, 4, 3. I almost said betting the high line.
I could tell.
5, 4, 3. Hello, everyone, and welcome on into the MLS Betting Weekly podcast brought to you by BetRivers Sportsbook and Casino. Head on over to BetRivers.com today and get yourself an account and get in on the action with BetRivers. I'm your host, Thomas Viola, and joining me, as always, none other than the international man of mystery himself, the man in Bogota, the international man of mystery, once more, the Pablo Escobar of parlays, Taylor Wilson. Taylor, how are you doing?
Tom, it's been another I'm not even going to get into the numbers of this last slate since we've last recorded. I know we've had a couple of midweek games since then. I'm not even talking about that. Nice disaster. Good amount of rotation, a little bit more than I expected in the penultimate week last week. This is going to be a common theme throughout today's show. We're very excited for decision day, but a few of these games, you have to really try to weigh, you know, what are the priorities for this team? Do they care this much about the difference between this seed and that seed? We know the Supporters Shield race is now cooked, by the way. LAFC is right there with the best points in MLS. So what is Philly playing for? All of these questions we're going to get into. And of course, there are a few real life or death scenarios as well, Tom, especially at the bottom of the Eastern Conference. Even now, suddenly, at the bottom of the Western Conference. We know Seattle is eliminated. We thought they'd be right here in the mix of things, but there's another Cascadian team, two other ones, Vancouver and Portland, right in the thick of things. The bottom of both of those conferences is really fun. So we'll try to handicap all of it, get into the games, and then we got playoffs just a week away, Tom. So getting excited.
That's right. It is time for decision day here. And like you said, we do have a couple do or die life or death scenarios. We're going to walk you through those. We're going to take you through all of the games on the slate, even the ones that maybe we're not so interested in ourselves since there's not much to play for here. But let's start out with one of those do or die games, Orlando City and the Columbus Crew. Orlando plus 102 favorites at home coming off that midweek loss to Inter Miami that clinched Miami a playoff spot. Now Orlando needs to get it done here against a Crew team that's going to be a plus 260 underdog and the draw plus 245 here. You know, the Crew, they took care of business Wednesday night against Charlotte, ending the first-year team season and moving themselves above the playoff line in the process. They sit 1 point above Orlando, who's lost to Inter Miami, as we said, puts this into a fantastic showdown on the final day. Here's a strange stat for you, Taylor. Orlando has yet to draw at home this season, 8 wins, 8 losses. Columbus has just 3 road wins all year, and they have just 1 win and 3 draws in their last 5 matches. They're not in the form I'd like to see right now. In a vacuum, I'm still inclined to think the Crew are the better team here. Both sides need a result to avoid being left below the line, and the total, it is highly prohibitive at 3.5. But the Crew has an overall better goal differential, and their XG metrics have been better than Orlando's this season. I think an important thing to factor in when handicapping this is that a draw does Orlando no good, but the Crew only need a tie to get a postseason berth here. And so I think that in a coin flip game like this, I'll take the better price and say that the Crew are going to make the postseason. I'll take them plus 260, but I'm also going to play this game, and I'll have one more that I play at the same price. I'll take the half goal at minus 122 with the Crew as well, so that I'm not sweating too badly if there's 10 minutes to go in this game and it's a tie and they are just sitting back and playing to defend their playoff spot. I'll be sure to have some money on that to kind of cover up my unit play and still bet heavily on the fact that they're going to win the game. Fact, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, I like some of the flexibility you're doing there, Tom. I think our heads are in the same spot on this one. I would circle this. This is certainly the match to watch in that early slate. So just a reminder, decision day, it's an early slate and a late slate. All right. So forget about the NFL windows this Sunday. Get into MLS. It's going to be great. This in the early window, I would say is the true six pointer. There's other games with implications. There's other teams that could be alive or dead, but this is the one where both sides in that Eastern Conference battle have a ton to play for, have their entire playoff lives right on a platter. There's a couple of games in the Western Conference where it's basically the same boat. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But as far as this game is concerned, you know, Orlando, I've been kind of lukewarm on them all season, and they've quietly maintained kind of 4, 5, 6 seed status in the Eastern Conference, right in the middle of the playoff picture most of the year. And now when it matters, post winning the US Open Cup, you know, coming right into decision day, they're actually on the outside looking in, which is crazy to think. They've now lost 4 of their last 5 after winning silverware, the first silverware they've gotten in the MLS era, which of course they'll be excited for, but their form afterwards, I mean, just ask Seattle. There's something about going off and winning these tournaments that really is impacting MLS play. And that's happened to Orlando as well. Columbus, I agree with you. You know, in a vacuum, they are the better team. And ultimately, I'm betting this game in a vacuum because of that. But you know, or the issue with Columbus has been the draws all season. It's just 2 losses in their last 21 games, Tom. The problem is they've had 12 draws across that stretch. So that's the thing you have to always protect yourself against. And you're absolutely right. A draw here could be enough for Columbus in this situation. So I'm going to try to take that factor out of this one and go crew tie no bet at +170. This number is moving in the wrong direction. So at the time you hear this, go ahead and grab it. You know, I know a lot of these games, you want to wait for lineups, that kind of thing. You don't need to wait for lineups in this one. We know that the stakes are high here. We know that all of the studs are going to be playing for each team. Go ahead and take this Columbus side, whether it's money line, tie, no bet, any Columbus play on this, the numbers are moving in the wrong direction. So take it when you can. At time of recording, it's +170 at the tie, no bet market. That's what I like here, Tom. I like a crew side. I've been fading Orlando kind of all year with mixed results. But I think Columbus, what hurts you really is only that draw. So you take it away, you forget this game ever happened if it does finish in a draw, and maybe Columbus gets into the playoffs anyway. So I like the value there a lot on a Columbus team that, like you, Tom, I think they're better than Orlando just in a vacuum. I think they have better attacking players. Of course, we saw what happened in that Charlotte game. Poupin get another late game away. This has been the Columbus theme all season. They had a 2-0 lead. In the second half, they throw that game away in the 95th minute. I mean, just as predictable as it gets. What do I keep saying, Tom? If you don't like anything pre-flop around Columbus, think about maybe fading them live. I would probably offer similar advice here, even as I take the pre-flop tie no bet for Columbus. So that's a long way of saying I love the value on Columbus in this spot, Tom. If you can keep the draw element away from this one.
The next game up here, and by the way, I am with you. I like that draw no bet at +170. I might consider just doing that instead of putting 2 units down and putting 1 unit on the money line and 1 unit on the -122. But I don't know. I'll have to think about it and weigh out some of the math there and how I want to play this game. But DC United takes on FC Cincinnati. DC +230. Cincy even money as road favorites, and the draw +280 here. You know, we hate playing road favorites in this league because it's a terrible money-making strategy. But Cincinnati needs a win here, depending on the outcome of the Columbus-Orlando game. But a win guarantees them the 6th seed in the East. And if you have to go on the road with your playoff life on the line, DC is exactly the team you want to be playing when you need that win. You know Cincy's going to be full bore in this game. This line was +120. It is moving in the wrong direction for us here. Cincy's finally making the playoffs, in my opinion, and it's an easy call with a team that absolutely needs it against a DC team that is just not good. We know that. They have nothing to play for. They're already ready to go golfing and end the season. I'll take Cincy here.
We're in full agreement rolling off the top here, Tom. This is one of those where...
Go back. Just start from full agreement.
Full agreement here, Tom. This is one of those where, you know, you would like better value. You absolutely would. This is a Cincy team that, again, similar to some of the stuff that we outlined with Columbus, can hurt you on the draws. And so just a true 3-way money line play can be a little bit risky in terms of the season as a whole. But when you look at this spot and you look at how bad DC is, you know, who cares about the Bengals Super Bowl hangover? This is a soccer town now. Since he's getting into the playoffs, they're getting it done. A draw could be enough here, Tom, but I do not think that they're playing for the draw in this spot. I think they're absolutely playing for the win. And this is another one. Really similar to the Columbus numbers, this may be a common theme throughout today's show. You hear this price and you have any kind of faith in us. Hey, if you don't have faith in me, I get it. If you have faith in Thomas Viola, go ahead and take these prices at time of listening to this podcast, because chances are they've already moved a little bit at the time of hearing this, and they're going to keep moving away, at least on these Columbus and Cincinnati plays. So yes, it's moving in the wrong direction. I like it at an even price. I like Columbus to win this game. Cincinnati, excuse me. And I like Cincinnati to get into the playoffs. Full agreement, 2 for 2, Tom, to start off, although we have slightly different plays in the Columbus game, but similar reads here to start.
Yep, there we go. We'll see if those continue here with the New York Red Bulls going up against Charlotte, the now eliminated Charlotte FC, 4-1 on the road here. Red Bulls -157 in the draw, +290 in this one. And New York does actually still have something to play for here as far as seeding goes. A win could potentially overtake NYCFC for the 3 seed, giving them one of Cincy, Columbus, or Orlando instead of Miami. But a loss coupled with a Miami win could have them headed down the road to Florida next week, which, granted, for New York Red Bulls might not be a bad thing given how they've played on the road this season. But while I still don't trust them as heavy home favorites, I can lean Red Bulls -157 in this one. But if I'm already laying that juice, I will hope for some goals instead. I'm going to go over 2.5 at -150, given how tired Charlotte will be and how poorly they play away from home here. I'm not going to count on New York to win this game, because if they're in a draw late, they might just pack it in and say, okay, we're good, we've done what we need to do. So I'm not going to worry about them pushing for a win here, but I'll play over 2.5 because they might just go in and blow out a Charlotte team whose season is now done.
I'm going to try the Red Bulls money line price. I don't like the value at all. Ordinarily, really this entire season, I would not take any kind of a minus price on the Red Bulls at home. We know the story with this team. They've been incredible on the road, and they've been kind of mad at home. They haven't been terrible. They've picked up some results, and especially against bad teams, they have tended to get it done. I do think Charlotte away from home is still a team that's in a tier below, maybe a couple of tiers below the Red Bulls. They're finishing the season strong. They beat NYCFC, and they smacked Philly in recent weeks, despite a little bit of rotation there in both cases. But ultimately, Charlotte, you know, hat off to you. Solid inaugural season. I think in this spot, the Red Bulls, look, they are playing for a chance to clinch home field in that first game. I think the question should be asked, would they prefer to be on the road, considering how good the Red Bulls have been away from home this season? But of course, the money side of this, you want the revenue, you want all of that, and you want the vibes of hosting a playoff game. All of that is at stake here. You know, this is one of those, you're going to see these numbers often across the slate this week, where it's like, you got to kind of just take the juice if you think that outcome is happening, if you want to be involved with this weekend. Or on the other side, you're getting huge road dogs in a few spots, especially in the Western Conference, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But I'm going to take the Red Bull side here, Tom. I think it's probably the first time I've taken a home Red Bulls play since, I don't know, April or May. Trying it again here on Decision Day. -157, New York Red Bulls.
Inter Miami versus Montreal is the next one that we've got up here. Miami +135 at home, Montreal +160 on the road, and the draw +295. Miami, obviously, they clinched their playoff spot with the midweek win over Orlando, and suddenly they're winners of 4 straight, both overall and in their last 4 home games. Montreal also on an equally impressive run of form, though. 5 unbeaten, 5 straight road victories, which is insane. This team is smoking hot at the right time here. I'm taking a look at their prices to win the cup. They're around 8-1. If you can find them 850, I'm jumping on it. This team, they do have back-to-back 1-0 wins over DC and New England. I'd prefer to see them be a little more dominant, but ultimately, though, is +160 road dogs. I like them here. Yes, Gonzalo Higuain has been on fire, but this Montreal team can still secure the 1 seed with a Philly loss to Toronto. Not the most likely scenario, but it could happen. Miami had to play midweek, and I'm always inclined to fade a team that is coming off their playoff clinching win, especially just a few days ago. I'll take Montreal here at +160.
Full agreement, Tom. I don't really understand this price. I assume that a lot is being put into Miami's recent form here. It's 4 wins in a row, as you've outlined. The problem with that is Montreal's in the same kind of form because they've been in that kind of form all season long. 4 wins in their last 5. They have just 1 loss in their last 14 games, Tom. This has been one of the hardest teams to fade all season long. they're really not far off that LAFC Philly tier. And even LAFC, because the first half of their season and the second half of their season have been so demarcated, you could almost put Montreal right into that tier with them right now. That's how good and kind of how consistent Montreal has been all season. Just look at the home road splits. They've been great at home. They've also been amazing on the road. And we've kind of seen this all year where the road Montreal prices don't line up. It seems a little bit too inflated just saying, hey, this is a road dog in MLS and this is how these prices go. That combined with, I guess, the Miami, you know, recent trend data and recent form. So, you know, it's 10 wins and 16 away for Montreal this season. 21 of the 28 MLS teams have 5 away wins or less. Just to put that into context, only 4 have 8 or more. Montreal has 10 this year. So you're getting this kind of value on a team. Forget all of the playoff picture context. Just in general, that kind of value on Montreal, assuming that they're playing starters, is good. And I think that's a fair assumption here because Montreal could still get the one seed. It's still in play, which is crazy to think. You know, we've been hyping up Philly like crazy, and for good reason. They've slipped a little bit. This thing is for the taking, and that is not a small race. Getting that one seed, especially with how good Philly have been at home this year. I know Montreal can win away at home, I think it's huge for the rest of the Eastern Conference to try to push Philly out of that one seed spot. I think that mixes up the entire playoff picture significantly. So this game has huge stakes. I think the price is absolutely outrageous for a Montreal team that in a vacuum is much better than Inter Miami. I understand Miami at home has been great all season. You know, but I like Montreal in this spot. I think the value is there. I think the stakes are there. I think the team is there. Plus 160 Montreal, Tom.
Yep. Complete agreement here. So let's move on to RSL versus Portland. This game is going to be the banger of the 5 p.m. hour. Oh, man. You have RSL minus 117 at home. You have the Timbers at plus 265 now, Taylor. Plus 265 on Portland. And it's another win and in matchup here. Portland does hold the advantage here in that a tie is all they need to make the postseason. And I do think that is the most likely outcome here. Portland has struggled on the road so far this season, just like every MLS team. But they're winners of 4 of their last 6, and they've been able to find the form they needed come playoff time. RSL, though, they've been a fortress at home. Just 14 goals allowed and 8 wins on the home side for them. But RSL has not won a match in their last 5 and has won just once in their last 5 home games. I think Portland does what they need to get into the playoffs. And just like Columbus, I'm going to play them both to win and plus the half at minus 110 just in case. Although, especially at these numbers, I might boost this to a draw no bet kind of play. But I honestly don't want to do that in this case because I really do see the draw being the most likely outcome here.
I think that's the only reason you're getting this kind of Portland value is just keeping that draw very, very live here. I agree with you. The number, I said the numbers are moving the wrong way on our plays. The number is moving the right way here if you like Portland. And I think this is one of a few examples this week where, look, let's do the spreadsheet. Let's go down the list. In a vacuum, who's the better team? Portland is the better team. Where are the stakes at? Okay, they're pretty similar, right? Either of these teams, if they win, they're in. As I keep rechecking the table, a draw, you know, could mean different things across the board. A draw, of course, would be much more beneficial for Portland than RSL, even though the draws have been something that RSL has been able to pull off against some good teams this year at times. You know, I think Portland, even beyond the context of this playoff picture, just has better players. I think they have a better team. They finally got in a lot of their hosses going, right? The Colombians, the Charas. Dairon Asprilla has 4 goals in his last 6. Santiago Moreno has been awesome. And the Eric Williamson story has been great with them too. Whereas RSL, every time I watch them, you know, everyone talks about the X-Dog factor, right? It's like, how are they doing this? How are they pulling out results? I think they're going to need a lot of that X-Dog here as well, Tom, if they're going to pull something out. I think Portland's a much better team. Again, the numbers are where it's at because the draw is possible here. And so you could look at the tie no bet market if that's something that suits your fancy. I'm going to go all in, though. I think Portland is that much better. And as you say, at time of recording, plus 265, absolutely incredible price on the Timbers. A team that you like, Tom, you continue to like to maybe make some noise, you know, across the next month in the playoffs.
Look, I'm grabbing them 50-1 right now. Literally already did 50-1. You need them to win this game, And yeah, you're going to have to do some math here, figure out what they're going to be in some of these playoff games to get to the final, because it might shake out that you're better off parlaying them the whole way to go. We'll get into more of that playoff math next week, but for now, I'll take a 50-1 shot on them to win the whole dang thing, because they are a very dark horse team for me. Montreal more so, and at 8-1, that's just, you're still getting a good price on that team right now. But Minnesota and Vancouver are our next win and in game up here. Minnesota minus 130 in this spot at home. The Whitecaps plus 320 and the draw plus 290. Minnesota is the first team we have in these spots to be favored in their matchup, and with good reason. Vancouver has saved their season with three straight wins over Austin, the Sounders, and the Galaxy. But don't be fooled. This team is terrible when they hit the road, and all three of those games were at home. They have just two wins and a minus 20 goal differential this season on the road. The Loons blew a chance to secure a berth last weekend by losing to San Jose, but I think they get it right in front of the home crowd here on the final day, Taylor.
Five losses and a draw in their last six. Horrifying form for the Loons, and yet I agree with you, Tom. I agree with you here because everything you outlined with the Vancouver away form, and again, there's no way, like what we saw a month ago from Minnesota United was some of the best soccer we've seen in MLS this season. Granted, it was like a 4 or 5 game stretch. Okay. And I know that's a strong statement when you have Philly, LAFC first half, LAFC whole season, Montreal in the league. That was an incredible 4 or 5 weeks of soccer from Minnesota United. We know that they're capable of this. They've fallen into huge defensive issues. That's not something that worries me as much when you play this Vancouver group. And so I think they keep themselves alive enough in this game to get a result and get into the playoffs. I will say this, you know, Vancouver being alive on decision day, being mathematically alive, that is a massive success in and of its own right. You know, whether we were talking even before the season, but especially like in those summer doldrum months, June, July, if you had told me that Vancouver is right here in the thick of things with a kind of win and you're in shot at the playoffs on decision day, I'd say you're crazy. So kudos to them for getting some guys healthy and figuring some things out. And I don't love laying juice on a team in such putrid form as Minnesota United. We'll talk about if they get in, we'll talk about how to try to handicap them in the playoffs. But minus 130, I'm with you, Tom. Let's try the Loons with a minus price on the money line here.
One more game up here, Taylor. We've got Los Angeles versus Nashville. LAFC minus 165, Nashville plus 360, and the draw plus 340. And Taylor, we have one more time for this regular season that we can say this. It's time to take a good team on the road, because Nashville can secure a game at Geodis Park with a win and an LA Galaxy loss or tie. LAFC just clinched the supporters' shield and may opt to give some starters an extra week of rest, which may come back to bite them in the playoffs, but who knows? For now, I'll take the shot with Nashville plus 360. Good teams on the road. It's won us money this season. Why not take a price on the team in this spot that actually has something to play for versus LA, who really does not have anything doing in this game except don't get injured?
Do we assume that the books are just making the assumption that no one is playing that everyone is playing for LAFC in this spot? I don't understand where the numbers are at. They've clinched the supporter shield. They've clinched the one seed in the West. We've already seen them struggle through some kind of no serious injuries down the stretch of the season, but there's a lot of little niggles happening left and right for this team right now that they're trying to get out of. I just don't, they know something that I don't, Tom. I would just assume this is not just some rotation, but a full B team kind of shift from LAFC in this spot. Whereas Nashville, you know, they're still playing for top four in the West. Even if they win the three seed, if I'm doing the math correctly, is in play because they would then have the goal difference over FC Dallas if, okay, so hang with me here, if Dallas and the Galaxy both lose. So even that three seed is still in play for Nashville. It's a lot of different things that they need to go their way, and I don't think A, B, and C will all happen, but there are still some real stakes here in terms of them getting home field. You know, they're coming off of a horror loss to Houston, so maybe that plays into this a little bit. But a lot of stakes still in that Western Conference picture. Also, individually, we know that Nashville will not be resting some of their main guys, at least in theory they won't, because Hany Mukhtar is still fighting for the Golden Boot. He has 23 over Driussi's 21, and Austin is 11 assists over the 7 assists for Driussi. So he's, you would assume, with all of those kind of individual accolades happening here, we've gone through this trying to handicap baseball over the last week. Anyone that's been doing that, it's like, which player is retiring? You know, we'll get one at bat here. We'll get the celebration there. Some of that you have to figure out on the final match day of the MLS season as well. But in this spot, you know, Mukhtar is playing for a lot of individual stuff as well. So I expect him to play. I think a lot of the Nashville guys will play. And I'll be honest, Tom, even a full strength LAFC team, I probably try this price in a spot where Nashville has these stakes. So we're talking at time, you know, at time of recording, we don't have the lineups, obviously. I think it's a pretty fair play no matter who LA plays. And I think both of us feel like they're not playing their main team.
Yeah, I will say, I think that you might want to take this before the rosters come out, because this price could fall once that happens. No. If LA does play a B team, I could see credence to them playing almost everybody, like maybe playing a mixed rotation squad and then subbing out some of their guys early. Like, you know, Gareth Bale ain't going 90 in this game, probably doesn't play at all, but this is probably going to be one of those spots where they cycle some guys out just so that they're not going to have 2 weeks off with the bye week before they go play another game. But I'll tell you, I do love the fact that LA is 2-1 to win the cup, because it means that we're getting some good prices on some other teams. Yeah. And you know how it is. The Supporters Shield winner does not go on to win it very often in this league, Taylor. But that's going to do it for us here. If you want to hear the rest of the slate breakdown, be sure to head over to the podcast form of the show, wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, you name it, we got it. And you can hear us after this continue on with the rest of the slate. But for now, we're going to say goodbye to our video listeners. Don't forget, guys, you can follow us on Twitter, TV at Work and ATLT Will. And of course, follow the @BecauseWeWinStudio to keep abreast of all of the latest and greatest content from the Betting Weekly Studios. That's @BecauseWeWin on Twitter. And of course, as always, head on over to BetRivers.com today. Get yourself signed up for an account and get in on the action. So until next week, guys, best of luck to your teams in their playoff final pushes here. Let's make some money on decision day and let's cash those tickets. And all right, Taylor, we continue right along here. Going on to our audio viewers, thank you guys so much for sticking with us here as we're going to break down the rest of the slate, starting with a couple games here. You know what? I'm going to break this up a little bit. I'm going to go to Union versus Toronto here, because this game technically does have some meaning. I want to hit the games that have no meaning last, but I'm going to go to the Union-Toronto game right now, because Philly -225, Toronto +460, and the draw +410. The draw actually more likely than Toronto, just by a little bit there. This game means nothing for Toronto, of course. They're already eliminated, and you can't really take a 225 price on Philly, as they could. They do have something to play for. If Montreal takes down Inter Miami, Philly could lose the first round bye. So they can't just pack it in and play the reserves like LA can. But -225 favorites, you can't exactly lay that juice, and over 3.5 is a lot of goals. But even though the price is terrible, I might just play it here, even at +104, Taylor. If Philly and Toronto are playing, it can only really mean goals. So I'm going to bank on them scoring some here. I'll go over 3.5 on a lean. But honestly, guys, I'm not putting money on this game.
16 home games, Tom. Reminder, Philly has not lost any of them yet. And that's important to handicap this game. But I think it's more important to think about what their priorities are for these playoffs, which I think they are really, really into getting home field throughout the Eastern Conference playoffs. Now, that's felt like a foregone conclusion for a few months here, but as we've said, Montreal could get it. They have somewhat quietly hung right there with one of the best teams in Major League Soccer, and they're right there. So, okay, we know Philly's not playing for the Supporters Shield anymore. They could tie LAFC if they won an LA lost. But LAFC has the tiebreaker on wins this season. So that one's done and dusted. But I think it's really important to this team to get the one seed. So whether they rotate a little bit or not, we'll have to wait for lineups to see. I'm still going to lean into the Philly part of this. I understand the numbers aren't there. This is kind of one of those things where you got to do an art project at home and figure out something, you know, to get a little bit of that value back. What I'm going to do is a famous single game parlay, Philly money line and the over 2.5. That comes out to -120. I'd like a little bit more value there. I also looked, as we've often looked at Philly home games this year, Tom, at the -1 play. That comes in at minus 143. So between those two, I think I'm just going to take the better price. I know I need more things to happen. They feel reasonable to me. I think Toronto helps you out on the over as well. Toronto is 8-2 in their last 10 on over 2.5. They've conceded two or more goals in six of their last eight. Philly, they're 11-4 in their last 15 on over 2.5. And as you've said, Toronto, they're guaranteed 13th in the East. No better, no worse. So I like Philly to dictate this game, needing things from it, while Toronto does not. And I think you can usually rely on that Toronto defense to help you out. You can usually rely on that Toronto attack to help you out. So I'm going same game parlay, Tom, Philly and the over 2.5.
Next game that we've got up here, we're going to be looking at FC Dallas versus Sporting Kansas City. This game, again, we're getting into the tough slate here. Dallas minus 118, SKC plus 285, and the draw plus 275. Dallas can't really improve their position, and LA would have to win by four in order to take them over, overtake them for the three seed. So I'm not too worried about that. I'm going to really call this as a you're not playing for anything game. Sporting, of course, already eliminated, and despite their run of form, nothing to play for. But they've had nothing to play for a while now, and Dallas very much will want to avoid injury and could treat this as a bye. Watch the roster lineups here, but Sporting Kansas City plus 285 is a good price for a team that's played its best with nothing to play for. I'm going to take the shot on it simply because I don't think Dallas needs anything from this game and might want the extra rest.
I told you, Tom, we're taking a lot of these this week. There's a lot of these road dogs, and there's a little more agreement than probably you'd be comfortable with here, Tom, but I am rolling with you here as well. Tons of value. Sporting, it's not just that they've been good lately. They've been basically unstoppable for over a month. Five wins, two draws in their last seven. They score goals like crazy. Dallas has been kind of a hard team to cap all year, which is weird to say for a team that's mostly been in the top three in their conference, but it's hard to hit them on totals. They've beaten great teams like Philly and LAFC over the past month. They've also drawn to San Jose and lost to Colorado here over the last couple of games. So they're a little bit Jekyll and Hyde, despite the fact they ultimately have had a great season. 12 of the last 14 for Dallas have had the total go three goals or less. A lot of those games are at exactly three goals. So that ends up scaring you off of doing anything on an over or under 2.5 goal market. And that's also hard when, you're going against a Sporting team where six of the last nine have gone over 2.5. So it's a little bit hard to convince yourself to try an under 2.5 in this play. All of that is to say, I think Dallas, they have a little bit to play for. They're still trying to, I think just a point would clinch the top three in the West. And that, of course, is massive to try to get that home field. I don't love these games where you don't need a win necessarily. Dallas could win this one. I just think the prices are off here, Tom. And sometimes I think you got to take that in this league. You only got one more regular season week to get this kind of value. So Sporting plus 285. Let's try it.
All right. Yep. That's where we have to go in this one. This is a good spot to take some shots. The next game up here, Dynamo versus the LA Galaxy. Houston plus 195 at home. LA plus 112 road favorites in the draw 3-1 here. And as I said, the Galaxy, they're road favorites, and they may well need a win if Nashville can get the job done against LAFC to secure a home playoff spot, which, given LA's lack of anything to play for, again, we already talked about this game. It's a real possibility. So I'll take the Galaxy here. Houston got their big win last week against Nashville, and they can now settle down for another nice offseason. LA's been good on the road. They're 11th in the road table. They've got five wins. They can notch a sixth one here. We hate playing road favorites again, common theme, but plus 112, you can do worse.
So LA's got an interesting one where they could finish anywhere from the three seed to the seven.
Yeah.
And those are, they're massive, massive differences at the extremes of those, right? One, you're going on the road the entire playoffs. The other, you're going to have home field for at least a game, maybe more, depending on other results. And we know that upsets happen all the time. So if you can defend your home pitch, you feel good getting that kind of a seed. If Portland, Minnesota, Nashville all win, they'd be the seven. So that's a lot of different things that would have to happen. And they would have to not get a result here, either the Galaxy. I do think they win. Ultimately, I'm taking that plus 120 price as well. Houston, if you want to look into the trend data on them. Yes, it's two wins out of the last three. To me, that feels frisky in an MLS way, not in an actual kind of meaningful, this team is suddenly finding form at the end of the season way. Whereas you look at Sporting, bigger sample size, you say, oh, that's actually a team that's been good for the last month. I don't think that's true for Houston over the last few weeks. So yes, I'm taking the Galaxy. Do I ever like betting the Galaxy? No, but I think ultimately you bet the stakes here and the better team. If you can get both of those and a plus price, you know, it's not like Houston has been a team that's defended home field very much this year. I feel fine there. So plus price LA, more agreement, Tom.
There we go. The next game up here. Now we're getting into some of the games that really don't mean anything.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Austin as our next game up right now, as I'm trying to find them in my notes, because I only have one line on this, because we've got Austin FC here taking on the Rapids as -127 home favorites. The Rapids 3-1 and the draw +290. Another game with nothing on the line. Austin can't move up or down, and Colorado's already out. I have no play here simply because Austin might rest everyone. Colorado's so bad on the road, I don't really want to take them even against the B team here for Austin. What say you, Taylor?
It's tough because I do think this is one of those where you want to see the lineup. The one place I'd probably disagree with you here, Tom, is I think Driussi plays. I think there's enough in that golden boot and MVP race to where he at least starts, probably plays the 90 minutes. If that's the case, maybe that means just all the starters play and they give him one last go out just to almost, you know, a simulated game kind of feel just to get ready for the playoffs. That's my sense. We're saying all of this before light up. So, you know, if you have any kind of a mild knock for any of your starters this week in training, you're saying, all right, let's lock it down. Let's forget about any kind of personal accolades, any kind of little, oh, you're getting $100,000 bonus here. Well, your knee is also hurting this week. So, you know, maybe you're not playing, right? That kind of stuff happens in these conversations. Having said all of that, I am going to try the Austin price at -127. You know, I think it's probably fair that the Rapids rotate some guys too. And even if they don't, we know how bad this team has been away from home this year. Just one win and 16 away, Tom, this season away from home for the Colorado Rapids. So I think that's enough, especially with the chance of some starters playing. A reminder, Austin is locked in to the 2 seed. So they're not going to get the 1 seed. They're not going to get the 3 seed or lower. They're locked into the 2 seed in the West, which is incredible. Amazing season for them. They've stumbled a little bit here toward the finish line. They are a much better team than Colorado. I'm going to try a reasonable, you know, little bit of juice here on an Austin money line play here, Tom. I none of us know who's playing in this game, but I think it's reasonable either way.
Meaningless game between two eliminated teams, the Sounders and the Earthquakes here. Seattle -167, the Quakes +360, and the draw +350. Both teams end disappointing seasons. Seattle much more so, missing the playoffs after winning the CONCACAF Champions League. Although, I don't know, it depends on who you ask if that's really disappointment or not. For the Quakes, it is Shea Salinas' final game. The local legend scored his first free kick goal in a win in their home finale against Minnesota. And I can almost see them winning just their second road game all season in this spot at +360, strictly as a play on the human element with Shea. But I guess I'll take this one at over 3 goals at -105. The Quakes like to give him up and should be able to score at least one as well. But I don't have a ton that I love in these games between two teams who don't care.
The play that I offer here is as if I'm handicapping this kind of in the middle of the season. Because if you're going to play this, I think with both teams eliminated, you have to look at some of the full season data. And I do still think the Sounders are a much better team than San Jose. I'm absolutely looking at the over markets first and foremost here, Tom. But I think ultimately where I end up is Sounders money line and over 2.5 same game parlay +116. I don't really want to try anything that cute in a game where the teams aren't involved. So this was close to just staying completely away, but ultimately I decided to find something for y'all because I believe this last game I have a no touch. Spoiler alert, I believe. So trying something here on SGP, get a little bit of value at +116. I think the Sounders side of it, again, if you're playing for anything, that should be safe. San Jose on the road has been one of the worst teams in MLS this season. And Seattle, you know, even in this spot, I think will be a fairly tough place to play. The over 2.5, I feel great on. You're doing it at 3. you know, somewhere in that market, I think you're in good shape. Just depends how aggressive or conservative you want to go. So Seattle over 2.5 plus 116 here.
We got two games left here, Taylor. Oh, Atlanta United and NYCFC. I forgot about my own team.
Yeah.
There we go. Okay. Atlanta United, NYCFC, Atlanta minus 105 at home, New York plus 240 as the road dog here, and plus 285 on the draw. New York does ride a two-game winning streak into Atlanta, and it comes just in time for the playoffs after this team fell off a cliff for most of the second half of the season without Tati Castellanos. But this team does not actually mean anything for either side, with Atlanta already eliminated and New York's in firm control of the three seed in a home spot. The Red Bulls can still jump them, but neither team will fall out of home field advantage unless Cincinnati manages to earn 4 points this week, which would be really impressive given those 3 points for a win. Ultimately, a win for New York means that they play the sixth seed. A loss could mean playing the five. We have no way of knowing what that who that will be yet. And I suppose in this spot, take a shot with NYCFC plus 230, given Atlanta's turmoil. But again, check the rosters and make sure they're playing people before this game kicks.
Probably what I would do. I just keep in mind, you know, Atlanta's lost three of their 16 home games this year. I understand, you know, this team's had real problems on the road. It's had real problems across the board. And I do think these prices are just completely off. I mean, yes, it's kind of like neither team is playing for anything, but NYCFC is playing for something. I mean, in a literal sense. Now, you know, the tangible difference of that as far as the first round is concerned is very, very small. But if you think about the playoffs as a whole, you know, there are differences in these seedings. You want to get as high up the ladder as you can. So for that reason, I think they probably play some of the guys. Atlanta, I have absolutely no idea what lineup to expect in this game. Gave themselves a little bit of a shot down the stretch of the season and ultimately in Foxborough last weekend. If I did anything, I forgot, actually, this was my note. I would probably buy that NYCFC value. I like over 2.5. In theory, if you're going to do like one of these classic MLS over 2.5 parlays with 3, 4, 5 kind of legs, that kind of thing, this would be one of them. But in isolation, it's minus 190. It's just not enough for me to touch. If I knew the lineups and this happened a couple months ago, I'd maybe try that. I'd probably put it in a parlay. We don't know enough about this game. There's not enough stakes here to lay that kind of juice. If you're going to do anything when you don't have a ton of the data, take the plus 235. So take Tom's play if you want. I'm not touching this one.
A lot of lean here. A lot of lean in this one. I'm not really eager to play a game like that. But, you know, I'm really not eager to take the Chicago Fire versus the New England Revolution. The Fire plus 112, the Revs plus 230, the draw plus 245. From a point record setting season a year ago to on the couch for the postseason, New England's three-game losing streak down the stretch doomed any chance they had of making the playoffs. Now they play a meaningless game against the Fire in Chicago to cap off the season. The Fire have been eliminated as well, of course. It's anyone's guess what the lineups will be in this. I'm going to lean to the under. 2.5 at plus 123, solely to the Fire's home defensive form and their inability to score. Any game that doesn't have meaning, it's a lean. And in this one, I'll lean under and say that both these teams just want to get out of here and go home.
I think this is our first full opposite sides, Tom. I wanted to stay away from this one completely. So please, please, if you have any kind of confidence on Tom's play, go for it here. But I'm going over 2.5, minus 177. Worst value. I think all of your logic makes sense. It would make sense in most soccer leagues in the world. This one's not a particularly logical soccer league. And the home team here, Chicago, has actually been scoring some goals here recently. I'm looking at the trend data. They've scored 10 goals in their last four, Tom. Ultimately, I'm leaning into that. I do think this is the most nothingness game of decision day. I don't even think that's a debate because there's a couple other contenders, but it's like even that Austin game, you could say, hey, you know, maybe Drewsy plays and there's probably still a great atmosphere and, you know, there's still an MVP conversation. There's still all this kind of stuff. Or you can even just spend the entire broadcast talking about Austin's playoff possibilities. Here it's just two eliminated teams, you know, a New England team that completely underwhelmed this year. I know we all expected them to take a step back considering the players that they lost, Buxa, Turner, etc. But I wouldn't love to bet this game. I don't need to bet this game, and I'm still going to take the opposite side of Tom to make things interesting. So over 2.5 minus 177. It's one of the more disgusting plays I've offered here on the show in recent weeks. So again, I said the same thing about that 3-1 draw in DC United RSL about 3 weeks ago, and it ended up hitting, Tom. So who knows?
I wish you a little bit of luck, not too much, because you're betting against
me. I don't even wish
here.
Myself luck there. Yeah.
But nonetheless, Taylor, that is going to do it for us. So without further ado, let's go back and recap our plays for the final week of the MLS regular season. We've got the Chicago Fire and the New England Revolution, of course, under 2.5 for me at plus 123.
Over 2.5, minus 177.
New York City versus Atlanta. I'm taking NYCFC plus 230.
As I pull up the play, I am going to go no touch here, Tom.
Orlando versus Columbus. I'm going with Crew plus 260.
Yeah, I'm going Crew as well, but I'm going tie, no bet, plus 170.
I like it. DC versus Cincy, plus 120 on Cincinnati for me.
DC, I'm going to go Cincy even here on the money line is where I locked it up.
Union versus Toronto. I'm leaning to the over 3.5.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is just one of those where, as I just try to pull up all of my results, sorry, folks, where, you know, I think the Union are still very much playing for that one seed. And as I look for there we go, Philly money line over 2.5. Forgot what the specific same game parlay was there, Tom. That's minus 120, by the way.
New York versus Charlotte, the Red Bulls there. Yeah, New York Red Bulls versus Charlotte. I'm going over 2.5 at minus 150.
Trying the Red Bulls, just going stakes versus no stakes, good team versus bad team. Red Bulls minus 157.
Montreal versus Inter Miami. I'm taking the road Montreal 160.
Yeah, full agreement here. Love the value in Montreal plus 160.
Dallas versus Sporting. I lean Sporting plus 285.
Again, this is another case where I think the price is wrong. Sporting plus 285.
Austin versus Colorado. No play for me.
I'm going to try Austin money line minus 127.
RSL versus Portland. I'm taking that Portland plus 260.
We like a lot of these dogs this week, Tom. Those big road dogs plus 250 Timbers. Let's get it.
Sounders, Quakes, over 3 for me.
I'm going to go Sounders money line over 2.5. Same game parlay plus 116.
Minnesota and Vancouver. I'm going with the Loons minus 130 to make the playoffs.
Agreeing with you here, Tom. Minus 130.
Dynamo versus the Galaxy. I'm taking LA plus 112.
Yeah, I'm going Galaxy money line as well.
And last but not least, Nashville versus LAFC. Nashville plus 360 for me.
Love the price. Love, love, love the price here. One of my favorite plays of the week. Nashville plus 360.
All right, Taylor, do you have a final parlay for us here?
Yeah, I'm going to do a rare only money line parlay. And I believe every single one of these, is a plus play money line even on its own. So going away from my usual kind of let's put 5 over 2.5 together kind of move, going Crew money line. Keep in mind, on its own, I just took the Crew tie, no bet. So in the parlay, I'm going Crew money line, Montreal money line, and Portland money line. All three of those come out to plus 33.16. That's a 33-1 hit if all three of those hit, Tom.
I like it. I like it a lot here. I'm going to go with a three-teamer, FC Cincinnati at even money, the Timbers plus 265, and the over 2.5 in Orlando versus the Crew at minus 143. I also like that as a play on its own. I don't think I talked about it, but I like Crew Orlando over 2.5 because if Orlando's up 1-0, or if the Crew are up 1-0, you can probably bet on them giving up the two goals. But that's going to do it for us here. That gives us 11-1 odds, by the way.
Nice.
Taylor, that's going to do it for us for the last time this MLS regular season. Once again, you can follow us on Twitter at ATLTWill with 1L and TV at Work, and follow the at Because We Win Studio to make sure on at Because We Win on Twitter to get all of the big Betting Weekly Studios content. And of course, head on over to BetRivers.com today and get yourself signed up for an account and get in on the action with BetRivers Sportsbook and Casino. Best of luck, everybody. May your team make the postseason, and we'll see you here next week for the playoffs. Let's cash some tickets.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Major League Soccer on the BetRivers Network.